Check.
Hello everyone, we are back with another video. Now, we attempted to record this before the other day, but
Sunday.
Yeah, that wasn't happening. Because she was not in the best
of
moods.
We attempted to record it on Sunday, but
she wasn't in the best of moods.
I was dealing with some
important
choir drama.
Well, you were dealing with issues in general.
Well, it involved the choir.
Yeah. But anyway, and also she wasn't really focused, so we just postponed it for later. So, this is chapter 9. Now, there still will be certain, I'm just going to say this now. There will be sex scenes, most likely, but there will not be any forced ones. We've actually done away with that because, well, one, it was uncomfortable for me to make. And two, it was just, no. So we're going to do away with those from here on out. And also, so, this is also, not making fun of anyone, whether that be a person or anything. This is not making fun of, the interpretation of how I play them is how I think that they are as a character. Not making fun of anyone or, you know, degrading the person. And you're tired over there. So
I had a long day at work, okay?
I know. But so anyway, this is also not this is for mature audiences due to the nature of certain things that are said and any action that is taken. Viewer discretion is advised. Anyway, and now that we got those disclaimers out the way, here is chapter 9. What time is it?
8 a.m.
I'm gonna go see what I can find in catalogs and stuff. I got a news magazine, but I got a news magazine today. I just got it actually.
Well, I'm going downstairs.
Okay.
Are you coming or what?
Am I coming? She says. Yeah, I'll come in a minute. Alright.
Okay.
If that was a sexual reference, I didn't need to know about your ejaculation.
It was not.
I hope not. Because I don't need to know about it.
I just asked him if he was coming downstairs.
Coming downstairs. Don't you even think about it. I is innocent. No, you're not. You're not innocent, not by a long shot.
Come on! Let's go downstairs. I smell food.
Well, yes, I think Dahlia was cooking earlier today. Actually a few minutes ago. I don't know what she's doing, but I think she was cooking, though.
What's she cooking? Do you know?
I don't know.
I smell bacon. Does anybody smell bacon?
That's some nice meat. Look at that meat on the table, though.
Oh, God!
That meat is so juicy and succulent. Alright. That better not be about a dick. No, it's just very delicious meat. And I want that meat in my mouth.
Oh my god!
What the fuck? Okay. I couldn't say that with a straight face! Okay, okay. Oh god. Okay, I'm gonna try that again. That is some very succulent meat, and I want that meat in my mouth. Okay, we know what you're into, in that case. No, I'm not into nothing. You want that meat in your mouth. Okay, then.
You're lucky I didn't have milk in my mouth. Because I would have spit on you. I would have spit milk on you.
Oh, some lactating action. No. That would not be lactating because she's not pregnant, for one. At least that I know of.
I'm not.
Not yet. Oh dear lord, I hope she doesn't get this way. At least not now. You said dear lord, that's usually what I say. But anyway.
Uh-oh!
I tell you, what the hell is this meat? It's thick, long, and succulent. It's sausage. Mm-hmm. It looks like a dick.
Oh my god. It's Link sausage.
It looks like a dick. Even the tip of it looks like the dickhead. Oh god. Oh hell no.
God.
But this... But I'm gonna... Oh, this meat is gonna be good.
Oh, by the way, those are hot, spicy sausages.
Even better. Just take a bite and the juice squirts all over your face.
I made some regular ones, too. They're called hot links.
Wonder if she uses a sausage for other things. I don't even want to wonder that. You know that.
Let's eat.
Oh hell yeah.
Talia brings over a big plate of scrambled eggs. Who wants eggs?
The sausage is so juicy.
I want some eggs.
You can barely slurp the juice out of it when you start eating it.
Probably it gives everybody some eggs. Ooh, these look good.
The sausage.
How is it?
It's juicy as hell.
Is it hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for you?
Nah, I need more hot sauce for this. What's this? The fuck? There's an upcoming event today.
Where?
According to this news magazine, it's in the theater, or it's actually at the Civic Center, in Orlando, actually. Huh.
Really?
See, look. He shows the article.
Let me see that.
There you go.
Oh, Fire for the Kill is having a concert tonight.
We need to get out the house because we barely have done anything.
I know.
The only thing you two have done is fucked. I heard it through the vault, and I didn't need to hear it. I mean, I heard Alyssa squeal. That was not me. It was a ghost. It was not me. Yeah, sure it wasn't. Your face is as red as a tomato. No, it's not. I'm going to go hide. He runs off.
Looks like Joshua is struggling a little bit with that hot sausage.
You're struggling with that meat?
By the way, it's got jalapenos in it.
Oh! Not spicy enough.
And chili peppers.
How about I just use this? He spreads Carolina Reaper on it.
That's flaming hot Carolina Reaper taco sauce. Are you sure you want to use that?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, God! That's spicy.
Dude, I can smell that from here.
But it's juicy.
And I'm sitting across from you.
Just inhale it.
Joshua smells it from the other end of the table.
Oh, my word. Oh. How do you eat stuff that spicy?
I told him not to use it. It's flaming hot Carolina Reaper taco sauce. I told him not to use it.
I mean, I could drink it. Oh, hell no. You will not drink that. You bet me? No, I don't.
You're crazy.
Wait. Why is one of Joshua's daughters looking at me? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, so why are you looking at me like that?
Are you crazy? She told her not to do that.
I'm gonna drink it.
Oh, no the hell you ain't, neither.
He pours some of it into a cup.
Oh my God. Joshua, are you seeing this?
I'm seeing it. I don't know what gave him this idea.
He's crazy! And now he's gonna drink it. Great. Are you crazy? That's gonna tear up your stomach.
Wouldn't be the first time. I mean,
are you kidding me? This fool just has to pour this shit in a glass and drink it.
6:48 p.m.
Well, I haven't drank it yet.
Screen off.
I have not drank it yet, but I will.
All right. Well, we'll just see what it does to your stomach in a few hours or a few minutes. Go ahead. Be my guest. Be my guest.
I wonder.
I want to witness this.
I wonder.
Joshua, I'm gonna be a witness to this. I'm gonna be a witness to this. We're gonna see what it does. We're gonna see what it does. You know what?
I think everybody should see what a stupid idea this is.
Yeah!
So, you want to call
everybody... Matter of fact...
You want to call everybody in here? Or...
Get the video camera. Get the video camera. Get the video camera.
Yeah, we got the problem.
Where's the video?
It broke.
What?
It broke yesterday.
How did it break?
It fell off your table yesterday when you decided to do it on the table.
Oh. Oops. Oops.
I saw the footage and your ass hit it. And well, it careened off the table and landed and broke.
Can you fix it?
I could, but it could take me about an hour to do. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Just a lens broke off. Hold on. I'll reattach it. There we go. Should work now. But I wouldn't record on that tape you got in there. You want to know why?
Yeah, let me just read this.
Let you just what?
Delete this.
I wouldn't delete that. It's childhood memories on that.
Oh.
It's videos of your first children and of the recent ones, all on one tape.
Oh!
Wait, how the hell did you get this? Let's just say I found the old memory card that was in your old one that fried, and I restored it to this one. How? How did that memory card survive? It didn't. I had to actually wipe it onto another drive, and then I transferred it to this. Oh.
Are you ready?
He pours a little bit more into the cup. Mm.
Okay, I think that glass is all the way full now.
Maybe it is.
Oh dear.
Hey, listen, you want to watch something stupid?
Yeah, sure.
Come in here. Look at what
Let's watch something stupid.
Look at what your father is about to do.
Everybody watches.
He drinks the entire cup.
Joshua holds the camera.
He barely flinches as he drinks the entire cup.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah, you say that now.
You know he can kind of get you back, right?
What do you mean?
He leans over and kisses her. Whoops. Oops. That is what I mean.
Your breath stinks.
Oh yeah? I could easily put it on something else. Actually, no, I would not. I honestly would not recommend you do that. What do you mean? Well, If you put something hot on her, well, thingy there, it's going to actually probably cause her to be in the hospital for at least a week. Can't be that bad. Trust me, it's very sensitive. Although, what if I rub some of it on my dick? I would not do that either.
Joshua can be seen smiling from behind the camera.
What?
I told you he was going to do something stupid.
What? Did I just see that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Told you he was going to do something idiotic.
Hey, remember the time you drank that little... That thing you thought was lemonade?
Yeah?
That wasn't lemonade.
What was it?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
It was a jar of Emily's piss. She decided to piss in a container and prank you with it. For whatever reason, I don't know why. Okay, I think I'm gonna be sick. Emily, why did you do that?
Because I thought it would be funny.
Oh, we're getting you back for this later. I already have the perfect thing. But I'm not gonna tell you what it is. So, what do y'all wanna do now?
I'm waiting for that hot sauce to kick in and hit your stomach.
You're waiting for it. I'm immune to it.
Uh-huh. Sure you are.
He actually is immune to it.
Oh.
Remember that accident that he had years ago?
Uh-huh.
Well, he can't exactly feel hot stuff anymore.
Oh.
He can't really feel heat or cold at all, really. So.
Who's going to the concert tonight? Because somebody's got to stay home and watch the babies.
I don't really care for this style.
So, you're gonna watch the babies?
Yeah.
Fun.
Maybe Lacey can help me.
Have fun!
Lacey, I don't even know if she would help you take care of a kid. Like, I really don't know.
Lacey and Lily.
Yeah, I don't know if they would help you, though. I mean, you could ask them. Wait, where are they, anyway?
Upstairs, doing something.
I'm about to go to see. He walks in the room. Lacey, what are you? Oh no. Oh god.
What the hell? What's wrong?
What were you doing over there?
Nothing?
Sure. What?
I wasn't doing anything.
Sure. I'd rather you be honest about it if that's what you were really doing.
I wasn't doing anything.
I see that smile on your face.
All right. Maybe I was doing something.
Yeah, I saw every inch of it. But anyway,
what do you mean?
I saw your hand moving up and down and Anyway, I had a question to ask you.
Hey, what's up?
Do you want to help Joshua take care of the children while we go do some stuff? Because he doesn't really like the group that we're going to see, or the music that they do.
Sure. Me and Lily can help.
I'm going to go to her next. Hold on. Oh god, no, 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 no. Oh hell no. Lily, what are you doing? What are you doing in here?
Nothing.
Sure, nothing.
Okay, I was doing it, okay?
Why?
Lizzie comes up behind James. Joshua's coming up.
What?
Joshua's coming upstairs. He's coming upstairs.
And their clothes are still off.
I know. What are we gonna do?
I'm not responsible. Fuck that shit. I've already seen it. Joshua enters. Okay, so I need you to the... I'm very disappointed in you two. You can't really fault them, though, because they're starting to experience it. I don't ever want to see that again. I never want to see that again. Lacey, why did y'all have the door wide open? Did you want other people to see it?
No.
Then why the hell did you have the door wide ass open?
I don't know. Lily forgot to close it.
Yeah, and I actually saw her it explode. I never want to see that again. Never do that again in front of me. Anyway, so what were you gonna tell them? Oh, I was gonna say that I'm gonna need their help with something today. So, do y'all want to help me with this, or?
What do you need?
Well, they're going to actually be going out and doing some stuff tonight, and I don't frankly care for the style, so. I'm going to be here taking care of the kids, and I was wondering if y'all could help me. Just leave your biscuit alone for at least a few hours.
Wait, what time does the concert start?
I think it starts at like 8 something.
And what time is it now?
It's about 5:30.
Oh.
I already got the tickets right here, so. We ain't got nothing to worry about.
Well, who's going and who's not? Who's going and who's not going?
Well, I'm not. Not my style, so.
Okay, we know a few people who aren't going. Is there anybody else who isn't going?
I don't know. Wait. Emily's looking down at what she's carrying. Does she have a... Is that a poster of them? What the...
The hell?
Emily, where did you get this?
Online.
And you actually knew about these? This band.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't tell us about them. We had to find out from this.
Well, I found them on my mother's playlist.
You.
Oh.
Damn it.
Well, you're the one who left YouTube open on your iPad. Oops.
Wait, what?
I kind of maybe left YouTube open on my iPad by accident earlier.
At least you didn't leave a porn link open like somebody. And who would that be? I'm looking at you, Alyssa. You left a porn link open on the main computer down there.
Oh?
And it was streaming to the TV, too.
Oopsie!
Alyssa, why were you watching that?
I don't know.
Did you need to do something? Actually,
yes.
I don't feel comfortable having this conversation in front of everybody. Do you mind if we go in your room for a minute?
Sure.
I mean, at least he's decent about it. Alex didn't give a shit.
So, what are we wearing to the concert?
Nothing. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, hell no. If you're wearing nothing, then I'm out of here. We need to wear something formal.
Like what?
Like a suit or something. I don't know. I mean, you usually wear dresses to these type of events, so.
It's 85 degrees outside.
I mean, you could wear a skirt or something. So.
It's gotta be appropriate, though.
I mean, who said it had to be appropriate?
I did.
Oh, right. You know this. You know that I don't like inappropriate shit, especially in public. Now, if you're in privacy, I don't really give a shit.
Wait, what about this? She pulls out a blue skirt and a pink tank top.
Well, there is a hole in it, but nobody will notice.
Where's the hole?
You might want to put it on and I can show you where the hole is.
She puts on the skirt.
The hole is right here. He reaches. It's right. Yeah. It's right between your legs, so. But like I said, nobody would notice. It's not really noticeable. Since it's so small, I will actually allow it. Wait.
Now, what about these nice shoes?
They're pretty nice, actually. But
they're dress shoes.
Yeah. They're nice. I thought you would be wearing heels, though. Not everybody wears heels.
No, I am not walking up 3 flights of stairs to sit where we are so we can see them wearing heels.
It's not 3, it's 6. I managed to...
Still, I'm not walking up 6 flights of stairs in heels.
I managed to get the front row seats when you weren't paying attention. Wait, what? You did.
I am not walking up 6 flights of stairs in heels.
Hang on a second. How the fuck did you manage to do that? Well, let's just say I knew the manager, and I contacted them, and, well, I got the front row tickets, and I also... managed to get the backstage pass for those that know them. What?
Yay!
Here you go, Emily. Here's your backstage pass.
Yeah.
It is valid.
Yay!
It is valid for this current concert that we're going to. Shit. So. I'm kind of tired for some reason, but we... It's not time for that now. We got to go in a minute.
They hear Talia honking the horn. Are you guys coming or what?
Damn it, I'm tired, but we gotta go anyway.
Let's go!
Alright. They all walk out.
Sure is a nice night, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
kind of warm, actually.
It's pretty nice, actually.
It's 6:00, and we have an hour drive to Orlando.
Actually, it's not 6, it's 6:45. It is about an hour drive.
Oh, that's great.
hour later. I think Talia fell asleep on the way here.
Aww.
Talia, you need... You need to wake up over here.
Come on, guys, let's go!
I think Talia's too sleepy.
So, what are we gonna do?
We're just gonna go in there.
Oh, are you gonna carry her?
I could, but I don't know.
Well, just so you know, this monster is gonna be pretty loud, so.
Yeah, no. And there, here we are. So, what? Right, let's go ahead and get in there.
Holy shit.
Alright. Now let's see.
Look at what that sign says.
I can't read it from here.
This arena holds 600,000 people.
Wait, how many people are there right now?
It's fully packed.
Oh, hell. So what would we do?
I don't know.
Just go through this crowd here.
Got it.
Oh God, don't look.
What?
There's two people having sex back here.
Oh God.
Oh hell no, I need to report this. There's children behind him, watching it. Curious though. I'm gonna have to report this.
Oh my God! There they are!
Yes, I need to speak with the manager of this establishment. Hey, what do you want? I'm sorry. You're getting an attitude with me, but you work here. Actually, screw you, manager. I need to speak with the front person of this band and see what we can do about this. Hey. Wasted my fucking goddamn time.
That would be Brad.
Well. Oh wait, he's coming out now. Oh, well, tonight's gonna be a long night. Anyway. I need to speak with you for a second. Yeah, what is it? Well, there's two people having sex back there and there's children watching it. Another one. Alright, I'll send the local authorities to take care of this one.
Uh-huh.
The police arrive. Holy shit, he wasn't joking. This is the police. I need everyone to stay calm.
7:19 p.m. News break. At least six calm. Missing. Two cops shot his house blows up in flames. Screen off.
Two people were extracted. Oh, thank God.
All right, let's go. The concert's about to start.
All right. Well, we are so incredibly sorry for the disruption you had to see. But anyway, the show must go on. So. Anyway. Let's continue, shall we? So,
what?
So what are we gonna do? Like, what are we gonna do after this?
I don't know. Here they come. Look.
What am I looking at?
Hey. There they are. They're up there.
Wait, what's Emily doing over there?
What do you mean?
Look.
What's she doing? Oh.
Do I want to even look?
She's just getting a poster signed.
Oh.
Goodness gracious. The lights are going down. The concert's about to start.
Those spotlights are out now.
They come out on stage and the crowd goes crazy. Whoa.
Holy
big crowd.
This is the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
Big crowd tonight. I know, right?
Like, have you ever seen this many people?
600,000 people. 600,000 people.
Actually, 700,000 now.
Oh my God. Daniel.
You're extremely excited for this, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yep. This is nice.
It is, isn't it?
The snack prices here are atrocious.
What do you mean?
$10 for a bag of popcorn? Like, really? Like, who pays that much for that?
How much for a soda?
About $6.
That's not bad.
And the refills are at least $3 a piece. You can't get it for free.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What is funny?
Look. Look. There's Zach.
Interesting. Holy hell.
He's on the piano.
So,
what's wrong?
Wait, what the hell?
What?
Backstage passes will be accepted right after the show. Huh. Kind of. Wait, why do I see that look in your eye? Like you want to do something like this.
What do you mean?
You're determined to try something like this, or something, because I see a look in your eye that I've never seen.
I just want to meet him. Actually, I know him, but I can't go back there till after the show. And it's 8:07 and the show hasn't started yet.
Sorry, we had some technical difficulties, but we should be starting soon now. And,
Suddenly the power goes out. Oh!
The manager comes out. I'll be a motherfuck.
Oh dear. Dear. What just happened?
Well, it looks like the power's out.
I can't see a damn thing.
Must you people do their shit? Hey, we did nothing, you dick. I'm the manager of this establishment, and I can do whatever I want to do. Actually, no, you can't. You may be the manager, but I'm more richer than you ever will be. Money.
One of the speakers catches fire. Oh, fuck.
Damn it, damn it, damn it.
What are we supposed to do?
Some of the band members begin to speak out. Alright, who the hell replaced our speakers with flammable ones? Take that, you dick. I'm the manager, and you can't do anything to me. Alright, that's it. So you know what? I've had enough of your shit today. What are you gonna do? I can really own this place if I wanted to. I can't. Oh, I can't? He contacts a real estate agent. Alright, they'll be here in 20 minutes. Well, damn, this.
Lizzie receives a text from Joshua. How's the concert going?
So
she FaceTimes him.
Hello.
Yeah, the concert hasn't actually started yet because they're having technical difficulties and the power just went out and one of the speakers caught on fire. So yeah, we haven't started yet.
The manager pulls out a gun and shoots one of the light fixtures. Oh shit!
Move!
We gotta do something. That guy.
He shoots another light fixture, which is right above Zach's head. Oh my god. Move! Lizzie pushes James out of the way, jumping on the stage to save him.
What the? What did we get ourselves into?
I don't know. Joshua's still on the phone, looks amazed. This dude has problems. This dude has problems.
I'm still the owner of this place, so I can do whatever I want to do. And there ain't nothing nobody can do about it. You'll be thinking that I'm done with your ass. What is he doing?
I don't know.
The manager aimed a gun at Emily's head. Oh, hell no, you don't. Raznikov tackles him and disarms him.
Okay.
Oh, what? You have problems. I don't have any problems. I'm just gonna go insane. You do have a problem.
The speaker blazes up in flames. Oh, guys, we have a bigger problem.
Whoops. Shit.
Hey, is it getting kind of smoky in here?
Kind of smoky. What?
Look at the smoke!
Oh, that ain't just smoke. That's a fire, too.
We need to get out of here.
What? If I die from this, so be it. He climbs on the stage and begins putting out fire after fire. So much smoke. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm almost to the last one.
The fire department arrives. Oh God, I can't breathe.
So much smoke. He rolls off the stage and collapses to the floor. Oh shit. Is he okay?
I don't know.
Oh, let me see. He's alive, but he needs to go to a hospital as soon as possible. The band manager comes out. Who was that? Who put out all those fires on stage, risking their life?
James did.
I've never seen this much kindness in people. Well, he's barely alive. We need to take him to a hospital now. You know what? I've got a better idea. Y'all pay for these tickets, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, since you saved all of our lives, why don't we do a private concert at your place later? Wait, what? You're joking. Nope. I'm dead serious. And you won't have to pay a dime. We'll pay for everything. The equipment, the seating. I don't understand. Well, you saved all of our lives tonight. And if he hadn't acted when he did, we probably would have all died in a fiery abyss. So, what happened?
You're alive.
What happened?
Let's just say the Five for the Kill is gonna give us a private concert later.
But why? How did they...
You saved their lives.
And the police arrive. It's about time they come. You think you can take me out? You think you can have me arrested without any consequence? Ah, you're so sadly mistaken. This dude needs some serious help.
I know.
Well, we can technically give you our concert tonight if you want. I mean, you can head back there and get everything set up and we can do it there.
Yeah!
I mean, because there ain't no...
Let's go!
There ain't no point in wasting time.
They make it back to the house.
What the hell happened to you?
Hits them at the door.
What the hell happened to you?
We're covered in smoke.
Wait, why was Emily looking at me when I came to, though? Like,
she thought you were gonna die.
Wait, where is she?
He's right there.
Emily. Well, I don't remember what happened earlier.
You were putting out the fires and you fell off the stage.
He hugs her.
Come here.
All right, he needs to see.
Lizzie comes back in.
Wait, what?
Guys, Fire for the Kill is here.
Oh, shit.
What about Joshua and the kids? What are they gonna do?
Well, we have another building we can use for the concert. We actually own a town hall, so we can use that for the concert.
Oh, okay.
Alright, through here. You know what? He's gonna have to go into the hospital tonight, probably. I hate to say it, but...
What about the show? He's gonna miss the show!
You know, I've never seen anyone do anything like what he did. He put his life on the line for everybody there. That is the...
What about the show?
What about it?
He's gonna miss the show.
I'll be fine. I'll just get over it, I guess. He's inhaled too much smoke.
Now I'm gonna be alone at the concert.
He'll pull through, but...
Great, now I'm gonna be lonely at the concert.
He looks at her. I'm not going to no damn hospital. I'm gonna be right here with you. That should do it. What the fuck? What the hell happened there? You inhaled way too much smoke, and I got that out of your system. So are you ready for this, or?
I'm ready.
At least we don't worry about no sex happening right in front of us. Alright, the show's about to start in a minute, I think.
Yeah, it is. They're getting their stuff set up. I have a list of the songs right here.
I mean, it's on the program list, so everybody can see that.
Joshua Ray's one of them.
What?
Yeah,
kinda,
I know.
What
number kinda, two?
What kind of title?
Read number two.
Oh, that can be nasty. That can be taken nasty.
I know.
Wait. Why is there a fucking camera crew here?
I don't know.
A reporter walks in. Yes, can we speak with the person that saved their life that night? Or tonight? Shit. Hey. I'll be back, okay?
Okay.
So, we know that you saved our lives. I just did what any good person would have done. I mean, did you not realize that it could have killed you? I didn't really care at that point. Because, if... You know, I would have rather died than, you know, let someone else die. An interview is conducted and the news team leaves. Okay, I'm back.
Popcorn?
Yeah, I mean, we don't even have to pay for nothing.
Here. She hands him the bag of popcorn. That's good.
It's cheese. There's cheese on it.
I know, it's cheesy popcorn.
It's so succulent.
The show's about to start.
Okay.
There we go. The lights go dim. Oh my.
Wait, how much do those speakers cost? Holy shit! Look at the price tags of these things. $30,000 per speaker?
Uh-huh.
Ow. Well, twist my dick.
The band manager comes out.
Well, how's everyone doing this fine evening? Well, thanks to one of the fans here, we wouldn't be able to do it today, if not for them. And I just did what I felt was the right thing to do. Well, anyway, we're gonna go ahead and get started.
Yay!
The music begins.
The piano riff for For You starts playing.
The scene transitions.
The drums and guitar.
This is nice.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. The scene transitions to the police station. Alright. What the hell have you done this time? I did nothing. I just shot a speaker.
And you aimed a gun at somebody's head. Yeah, you did nothing, all right. Sure, you did nothing. Where is the victim in this case?
She's at a concert, sir.
Well, we'll interview her on Monday. I know who she is. I know her personally, actually.
You know her personally.
Yeah. I'm 84 years old, and I can still run this court like it was nothing. And you need to be admitted to a psychiatric facility.
No, I'm just clinically insane.
Exactly! You need to get admitted to a psychiatric hospital and get your shit straightened out. What would your daughter say if she were here right now?
Ops 30.0.0 profile untitled scenes untitled window control.
What would she say?
Stop recording, checkbox check.
I don't know. I mean, she hasn't been around since 10 years ago. And I doubt it really matters to her anyway.
Wait, who's your daughter?
Well, his daughter. Her name is Leslie. I don't exactly know how to contact her, but I think she's an attorney or something.
Oh.
Do you know who she is?
Would it be Miss Leslie Peterson, perhaps?
It is, actually.
I have her contact information right here, Judge.
All right.
There she is.
Ma'am, do you recognize this man?
He's my father.
And he says you haven't contacted him in 10 years. Why is that?
Because he's insane.
Well, that's not an exact reason to not contact somebody. I need a legitimate, like, what he did to make it to where you didn't want anything else to do with him.
He kicked me out of his house.
Well, you were 18. So? I had to.
No, you don't have to. It's a matter of choice.
And how do you know this?
Because the victim still was with her parents. But anyway, is there anything you want to say about your father?
Take him to jail.
Well, there has to be enough strong evidence for me to do that. I can't just arrest somebody or put them in jail for minor things, but... Wait. Hold on a second. This is the same guy that decided to try to assassinate my wife 3 years ago.
Yes, it is. And your wife is nothing. She will soon die.
You little bastard. You know what? I'm sentencing you to life for attempted murder. Damage of private property will be about 10 years. And public disturbance will be about 30 months. Or 3 months, sorry, not 30.
I'll be out one of these days. And when I am, I'll get revenge on everybody that fucked with me.
So, Leslie, has he ever lashed out at you physically or just emotionally?
Physically.
Yeah, I see a police report from 10 years ago where he tried to lash out at you, but you kind of countered.
Yeah.
Alright, well, he's going to prison for life. Without parole.
Great.
Alright, you're free to go, ma'am.
Yay.
Well, tonight was a wicked night. Don't you think tonight was wicked as hell?
I mean, they've still got one more song left.
Oh. I kind of drank a little bit too much tonight. Because I drank like 3 or 4.
3 or 4 what?
30-ounce bottles of vodka.
Oh, great.
What about you?
I had a couple of beers.
Well, we know what's going to happen tonight. No, ain't nothing gonna happen.
Lizzie drinks a whole bottle of whiskey.
We'll see about that.
Let's get on with the fucking song.
Yeah, let's get this shit done so we can go ahead and go to sleep. Yeah, that's it. And go to sleep. Sure it is. That's it. Just go to sleep.
The music for Good Times, Bad Decisions starts playing.
Hey Emily, do you believe that they're just going to go to sleep, or do you think there's going to be a little bit of, action happening during?
I think there's going to be some action tonight.
I've never seen them drunk like this. Do they do this often?
No.
Shit, man. I'm gonna drink one more bottle of this. Oh, shit.
Lizzie drinks another bottle of whiskey.
Oh, hell. Well, if you know what's going to happen tonight, they're both drunk as shit.
Yeah, I see that.
What's Alyssa doing over there? That's not Alyssa. Yes, it is. It's Alyssa. I see her right there. No, that is not Alyssa. Alyssa is over there. Well, fuck me with a fucking cock. Then who is that? It is Emily. Why do they look similar?
Can we get back to the house, please? I'm drunk as shit. I need to lay down.
I need to lay down too. Let's go and get in bed or something. I'm carrying you both there. I don't trust you to walk. Go. He places both of them in the bed.
They open the door to find Joshua sitting on the couch.
Oh Lord, what have you two gotten into? We haven't done nothing. We're as sober as a cock licking cat. Sure. You're sober. Then I'm the president in that case. What are you doing?
Hey Joshua, why don't you come upstairs with us?
I think I'm gonna pass. Besides,
come on.
I got other stuff I gotta do, actually.
You know you want to.
I'm sorry. Wait. Is that Talia talking to him?
No, it's me.
Great, so you're drunk.
You're sweet.
She's got a nice ass, and I'm just gonna shut up now, before she finds out I'm talking about her ass.
Lizzie kisses Joshua on the lips.
Oh, hell no.
Come on, sexy!
Oh, hell no. What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
Come on!
Blindmaster is logged in. Blindmaster, join channel staff.
What? What are you doing?
About to do a strip dance. Why?
On me or okay. I'll just go then in that case.
I'll do it with you.
Blind Bastard left channel staff. Blind Bastard is locked out.
I'm trying to get Joshua to come upstairs with us.
What, are we having a three thing? Or are we just gonna,
we're just gonna hang out and have fun. Come on.
If it gets weird, then I'm gonna go off.
Don't be a party pooper.
If it gets weird, if it gets weird and Talia sees it and she's not comfortable with it, then I'll be going with her. Okay?
Oh, sure you will.
Joshua follows them upstairs. I dread this, but...
Come on!
He's following us, I think.
Lizzie smacks him on the ass.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He sends a message to Talia. Come up here with me, just in case they start acting weird. Then I can go with you. Jesus, I've never seen her smack somebody on the ass like that. Shit. Where's Talia? Is she coming or what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me go see. Talia, where are you at?
I'm in the kitchen.
You might want to come upstairs because this place is being weird. Like, extremely weird.
What do you mean?
She's slapping Joshua on the ass.
Wait. She didn't kiss him, did she?
She did.
Are they drunk again?
They are. You might have to go get Joshua. Because he's not liking it. Come with me and I'll show you.
Lizzie sits next to him.
I'll show you where they are. What are you doing?
She kisses him once more, making out with him this time. Oh my god.
Talia, they're right in here. Holy shit. Talia, are you seeing this shit or am I the only one seeing it?
She's making out with Joshua and playing with James's dick at the same time.
Shit. Oh, hell no. Somebody get me out of here.
You're not going anywhere, buddy boy.
Talia.
Yeah?
Are you liking what you see? Cause I don't. I'm going to
It's a little weird.
Sleep. Because why the fuck not?
Lizzie climbs on top of James.
What are you... Oh, what are you doing?
I'm fucking you, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, shit. Alright, how drunk are you still?
I'm very drunk.
And I'm very hard. I mean, I didn't say that.
I'm about to get out of here because I don't want to see no sex action. Emily, you're right. They're in the bedroom doing it right now.
Figures.
Are you tired? Because you sound like you haven't...
Yes.
When did you last sleep? So what do you want to do now? Because we can do anything you want.
I want to fuck you and Joshua at the same time. But I can't.
Oh Lord, no, you ain't. Nope, not me.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you ain't. He storms out.
Can you believe him?
He doesn't want you to fuck him because, well, you're kind of married. And also, Talia is looking at you like she's not really liking you right now.
Well, they're married too, but I don't give a shit. She can come join us.
I don't think she wants to do it that way. Talia. Talia.
Yeah?
Do you want to join them? Oh god, I can't believe I asked that.
I mean, I am a little turned on right now.
Why? But why are you talking? Oh, hell. Joshua is in there. In the. Over there.
Lizzie ties Joshua to the headboard.
Oh, shit. I tell ya.
She ties James's hands behind his head.
Oh, hell.
No, this is kinky, isn't it?
You know what? I think you should fuck me. Hard.
Okay.
I think you should.
Right after I fucked Joshua first.
I need it first. Cause I need it.
Oh. Alright, fine.
Oh hell, what the hell am I watching? I'm out of here. Oh gosh. Oh shit. I think Dioko holds about the way out off of his system. I think. Oh, my head. Ow. What happened?
Why am I fucking you?
What?
Why am I fucking you?
Why are you fucking who?
You!
I mean, I got a major headache. Oh.
Why is Joshua tied up in here?
You put him, you tied him to the bed last night. Or really this morning, but.
I did not.
Yes,
I did not.
Yes, you did. And you wanted to fuck both of them at the same time.
I didn't kiss Joshua, did I?
Yes, you did. Then you started to make out with him.
Did I do anything else?
You were making out with him while playing with my dick. So.
Did I smack him on the ass?
Yes.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it was you.
Nope.
Oops. Oops.
Do you want me to hug you? Oh, fuck. So, did I really almost die last night, or was it a dream? Sorry to say, but that was actually real. That's really happened. You almost died. But you didn't, luckily. Do you want to go back to sleep for now? I'm tired still.
What time is it?
Like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, let's go back to sleep.
I kind of may have exploded in you when you slept. Oops.
We should probably untie Joshua as well. And
yeah.
Talia's mad at me, isn't she?
I actually don't know. Talia, where are you? Are you mad at her?
No, it's just one of her drunk fits again. Figured this would happen.
Wait, did I wake you up?
Yes, I was sleeping.
Well, you can easily go back to sleep. Anyway, she's not mad at you.
Joshua and Talia leave.
So,
excuse me.
Do you want me to sit next to you?
Cuddle me.
Cuddles up next to her. You fall asleep.
Start screen. Stop recording. Checkbox checked.
Well, heroine, we hope you like that chapter, because shit got intense at the end of it. Oh yeah, and just so that you're wondering, no, that scene was not forced. That actually can happen when you get drunk, so. That was not a forced scene. That actually can happen if you get drunk, so.
Switch to wide angle left.
But anyway, we hope you enjoyed that chapter, and we'll see y'all in the next one.
Stop recording, checkbox check.
Bye!